You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Did you see the videos of James Harden practicing, taking jumpers?
Pretty exciting.
He's out of the All-Star game, so he doesn't have to see all the guys and
that's all it is.
And be the, you know, the last guy chosen.
Yeah, Carlos Correa and the Astros did it.
Well, but
so I can't blame yeah. James, I guess.
Well, no, but he's been injured, so.
Yeah.
He was
Alec asked me, "Do you think James will play now?" Not after Barkley made a comment that he's hurt. He got traded.
His health is a lot healthier right now, or whatever he said.
He just got traded.
He's healthy. James said I figured needed to decide he was still hurt. James gets in better shape now too. James wasn't in great shape with the Nets. James will probably try to get in shape. James wants to show you he understands. This has got to be a little embarrassing for him. He fat suited his way out of Houston, and then he couldn't wait to badmouth Brooklyn. That was your first sign that when he started letting it leak that he hated Brooklyn, that was a sign that you knew he wanted to leave. If you badmouth the place where you play, the city is not going to be okay with that. So that was your first sign that there were going to be some problems. For James to get his way out of two cities in 2 years, let's be honest about this. It's got to be embarrassing for James. I think James is a self-aware. James is not a dumb guy.
No, he's
James
not a dumb guy.
James is a very
guy,
sharp but... guy. He understands, and I do think James doesn't want to look bad. I think he will get in better shape. He'll take this time off. He'll do a little bit of running. He'll do what he has to do to get in a little better game shape because he wants to perform at a very high level. The numbers across the board for James this year from a shooting standpoint was the lowest we've seen since his rookie season. The lowest. In two-point field goals, three-point field goals, complete field goal percentage. His assist to turnover was just pretty average. He's starting to break down a little bit physically. We've seen the last 2 years have had injuries.
He just hasn't been playing because he didn't want to play. Listen, the Nets said the same thing. And oh, by the way, yeah, James, you think James is embarrassed? The whole thing worked out. When Daryl left 2 years ago, a year and a half ago or whatever it was, he said, "James, we'll be back together soon. Don't worry. And here's how we got to play it out, James." Okay, I got a fat suit. I got my fat suit ready. Do you think Daryl ordered him the fat suit? I think Daryl put.
Did they go on Amazon?
Yeah, they went on Amazon. It went on Daryl's account. It shipped to James Harden. James wore his fat suit, got out of there to the Nets, and then he was miraculously after the Nets gave up 30 draft picks. And all these players, miraculously, James is a 76er less than a year later. I mean, are you really? Just over a year later, James and Daryl Morey are reunited.
Did you see the picture? I take back every argument I've had with you. Did you see the picture
of the hug?
That was super embarrassing to me. Super embarrassing. And it's so embarrassing, in fact, that, but it's so apropos. That I was reminded by a man who once made a song about Daryl and James. And we thought that it was just, he made it when Daryl took out the full page ad. But I think it's appropriate now too.
Step back. I saw Lillard try
affected my life in so many ways. And you have innovated the game. You even have little boys in Cambodia practicing their Euro step. I'm speaking from my heart. There will never be another like you. Love, Daryl.
Actually said that.
Daryl Morey. I go to bed for you. Trade a hotel for you. Even go in my bag for you. To buy a full page ad for you. Oh, it may be strange, but every little thing.
Here's the ode.
That's a great song. And it can't be more appropriate.
Goldie Pipes. Our man David put that together.
That is so funny.
And it's back. It's back.
Yeah.
Everything I do it for James. Never seen a guy who has been more willing to put his entire career, literally pin everything on James, from firing coaches to trading away other players to leaving an organization and doing it all again. Like, I've never seen a guy who is devoid of emotion in Daryl Morey.
Now you're starting to come around.
Well, because it's not emotion. He still believes that the numbers favor James.
No.
How they do.
It's an undying love. You can't.
Oh, it's an undying belief.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an undying belief that James is the guy.
No, it finally got to you when you saw that hug.
That hug was gross.
It was real.
Right off the plane. It's like, it was a.
So James
is not a bro hug. It was like the hug of somebody said it looked like somebody who, like, James had just gotten back from war. And Daryl was hugging him like a lover or a son who had just gotten back from a war. It was that kind of hug. And I realized, yeah, that can't be me.
Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable. It's what I thought all along. He's going to have, and he's going to give him a long-term max deal. Well,
that's what I want to see if that happens.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Now, I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Oh, stop.
What are you going to say?
You think he'll let James go after this year?
What are you going to say if James walks?
He's not afraid. You know how many long-term max deals and big deals?
What if James doesn't get a max deal?
I
give Daryl credit if he can get James on something that's not a max deal. If Daryl gives James a max deal that pays him until he's 38 years old,
how much?
I will say he's absolutely out of the analytics club. And I'm in the club, so I can try to do a recall and get him kicked out.
It is his symposium that he does every year. But okay,
Sloan Sports Conference. Yeah, right. Well, it was. You do that deal, you max contract a guy until he's 38, paying him by $60 million by then.
Well, he can't.
I guarantee
though.
You, Sloan will never.
Bird rights.
Because the bird rights. You're right.
So he can't get that. He's going to get the max that he can possibly get, though. He's going to get the max that he can possibly get. Yep.
This is James Harden 10 years ago.
Yeah. No.
Seriously.
Yeah. And James Harden today. Well, 10 years. I mean, you're going to be bigger.
Well, I mean, that's me too.
But I mean, he's a grown man now.
Well, I think he also does more stuff.
Well, of course, he does more.
I mean, drinks more, eats stuff. More.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever seen the picture of somebody took a picture of James with two buddies, and it's at a liquor store? Somebody clearly snuck a photo. Did you ever see that picture?
No,
I had never seen that picture. Somebody said they took it in Philadelphia. I think they superimposed the Sixers logo on him because it was the day before he got traded. But there's a picture of James, and I don't know who took it. It's James and his buddies. Look how much alcohol.
Well, That's a party. Even, I'm not going to hold that against
them. No, I'm not holding it against them.
That's a lot.
Even back when he was for the Rockets.
Three bottles Manny, of Hennessy.
What is that?
Those are Ciroc vodka. Three different types of Ciroc's. Yeah, I mean, it's a party.
It's a party.
Even back when he was with the Rockets, my buddy used to work at Vic and Anthony's, and they used to run like a video during Rockets games where James would said, like, yeah, I don't drink. I got to keep my body in like prime condition, you know. After every Rockets game, my buddy would tell me that he would be at the bar drinking Patron and pineapple. Every game.
That's good.
I would go Maestro de Bell and pineapple, but I see where you're going.
Well,
with
I don't think Maestro de Bell was around back then.
Yeah, I don't hate James for it. But yeah, it's a little bit of a I think James is not going to sacrifice his life. His living his best life.
No.
Just for
you know.
And honestly,
for a title?
Most of the guys won't. Some guys will.
Yeah.
I think the Aaron Rodgers has started living his best. Tom Brady's one of those weirdos that will completely change and alter how he eats completely. You know, my wife has done that. Not even joking. My wife, she's given up sweets.
She's one of those weirdos.
She's given up sweets. Like, sugar's done.
Yeah.
For life. She used to be a dessert person. Now she's like, nope, no more. Sugar's out for life.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
She said, you know what? She does dry January. Well, I think next year I may just stop drinking.
What? Who are you?
She eats healthy every single day. Like, this is terrible.
It's just, that's a
runs
bad,
marathons
it's a bad
for
life.
What? For who?
She gave away your dessert yesterday, too.
You saw it happen. I hung up on her.
You did hang up on her.
I said, hey, remember that we brought home that was in the refrigerator? Yeah, I gave it to my mom. Click.
Hung up on her.
Done talking to you. That's not yours to give.
Apparently it was.
Not yours to give.
Well, it's the refrigerator is a shared community. It's yeah. You're in a court of law.
She knew it was supposed to be mine. Mimi got her own. Mimi already had her own.
Mm.
That was supposed to be for me today.
Oh my gosh!
And both of them went to Mimi.
And you're working your fingers to the bone.
To the bone. I mean, I sit in a chair all day, and I have a Xbox controller to work the tape. And I write notes with a pen, but I do work my fingers.
Maybe she's trying to set an example for you in this sugar thing. Maybe that's it.
I don't want to follow her example. Is that what she's been trying to do with these marathons? Because that hadn't taken.
No, but you're not.
It's not going to take.
But guess who's hiking a lot now? You.
I hadn't hiked. I hiked one time in the last.
Well, that's more than you were hiking before.
4 months. Well, I actually hiked during the summer. I did some hiking, but then remember the great...
But because you had to go on a hike vacation.
Remember when...
But then he got injured playing disc golf.
Right.
Well, yeah, and that changed everything.
That changed a lot. That changed
I was really was like in the best disc golf shape of my life.
Can't you go...
Or sometimes I would throw the frisbee and then or the discs, my bad. Because Tyler's in the club too. He's a disc golf guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would throw it and then I would run after. I'm like, I'm kind of in shape right now because I would run to where I threw it. And I'm like, this is kind of being in shape.
No,
I would check my Fitbit, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to get to 20,000 steps. I'll play three rounds of disc golf. I'll get in 20,000 steps. Yeah, this is the shape I like to be in, disc golf shape. You run between shots a little bit. Like, that's not bad. I don't want to do it for multiple miles. Just burst of sprinting.
Maybe you should burst into insurance right now.
You can do that. We're talking about getting in shape. What's your financial shape? You need to get into financial shape. You can't make more money. Your boss ain't going to pay you more. So how are you going to make more money? Well, I guess we'll just start cutting this and cutting that and cutting this. And before you know it, you've cut a lot of services. You cut a lot of the enjoyment out of life. How about you put more money back in your pocket for a service that you're not even looking for competitive rates? And I'm talking about homeowners insurance. TGS Insurance will shop for multiple they'll shop multiple A-rated insurance companies. And what you'll find is that you can get an A-rated insurance company to give you a competitive rate. You still get the same coverage, but your rate is substantially more competitive. If you stay with the same group year after year after year, your rates just go up. That's all that happens. They never go down. They only go up. And you have to shop your rates so that you can get lower rates. And that's what TGS does for you. You don't have to stay on the phone the whole time. They'll actually make the switch for you. Text the word money to 232323 and let TGS Insurance find a great rate for you and put more of your money back in your pocket.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
See what took off yesterday? Big conversation, and it's continuing, I see, today. It's one that we've had before. Eli Manning, should he be a Hall of Famer? It was a big, big topic yesterday on Twitter. And
why?
It was whether or not he deserves to be a Hall of Famer. He's a 500 quarterback.
Well, he's starting to turn into a multi-million-dollar TV guy.
What do you mean?
Did you see the picture of he and DK Metcalf at Ole Miss? Eli has got a blue jacket on with a shirt, collared shirt unbuttoned. DK had a striped, looked like pajamas or some kind of a, and he said, I was going to, thank God I didn't wear that suit that, you know, he would never wear what DK was wearing. Basically, but he said, thank God I was going to wear this suit today. I was going to wear that same suit DK had on. That would have been embarrassing. But he's actually turning into a kind of a funny guy. There was a kid that had a shirt with that had Eli, number 10, with shooting double rods because of what Eli, you know, with the Philadelphia fans, he said they were doing to him every time.
He's always been funny. His SNL, whenever he went on SNL the first time, hilarious.
Eli?
Yes.
He was funny on SNL. Yes. I don't remember. I know this Peyton was.
It was like 6-7 years ago, maybe.
Oh, I don't remember his. I do remember Peyton's. I don't remember Eli's. Eli's always just a little bit slow. Like, he's always, yeah. Remember what Jay Moore said about him?
You want to bring that up?
I'm not bringing it up. You know, it's the same kind of thing that people say about Cal.
Eli Manning, did you see?
Did you see L is for the way you look at me?
I saw the Lovie Smith thing.
The Lovie Smith. Yeah. The Texans put that out.
Smart.
O
they never
is
have.
For the only one.
One ICV.
V is very, very extraordinary. I hope Cal sells the Texans to somebody.
The Texans did not do that, to be fair. Another person did that.
No, the Texans put that out. It was a Houston Texans account. Yes, that was Lovey. That was a Houston Texans account put that out.
The Texans account didn't say, I hope Cal sells a team to somebody.
No. You had to fill in what I was.
Right. The Texans did not put that.
Oh,
I want to make sure
people. That was the one I put out.
Because then you're like, did they get hacked or is that just a bold?
No.
Bold social media manager.
No. They put out I and you had to fill in the blank.
Yes. Yeah.
And mine was, I hope Cal sells the team to somebody. That would be my I. But anyway, go ahead with Eli.
Well, I think Eli comes from a family that has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, obviously Peyton does. They grew up together.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be a surprise.
Getting on each other.
It shouldn't be a surprise.
You know those brothers just have been, and probably Archie too. I mean, they
probably got it from Archie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Kyler Murray has come out today, and this is what he said, because, you know, you always have to have a social media post to tell people what's up. You have to in this day and age. He said, I play this game for the love of it. My teammates, everyone who has helped me get to this position that believed in me and to win championships. All this nonsense is not what I'm about. Now, remember, he just said that. All this nonsense is not what I'm about. Never has been. Never will be. Anyone who's ever stepped between the lines with me knows how hard I go. Love me or hate me, but I'm going to continue to grow and get better. Let me read this again. All this nonsense is not what I'm about. Never has been and never will be. Now, 11 hours ago, here's an article that came out. It's now common knowledge that Kyler Murray unfollowed the team on social media because this nonsense is not what he's about.
No.
Nonsense. And it never has been and it's never going to be. But he did unfollow his team on social media. And cleared his entire account of two posts.
Any references.
Of nine photos. Right. And as you mentioned, and the team went back and deleted all their stuff. So, of Kyler Murray. So at least we know he's not about this kind of nonsense. He never has been, and he's never going to be about, you know, doing stuff like deleting an entire existence from his social media stuff. But it's important that you get out there and put something on Twitter so that you can clear things
up. He's not about this.
This isn't what he does.
No.
It's not who he is. Probably hacked. Somebody probably hacked him and came in and deleted a bunch of Cardinal stuff to make it look like that was the case.
Probably.
Somebody probably hacked Mort. And the Cardinals would be like, I think Mort got hacked and said stuff about Kyler just to, I wouldn't be surprised, you know what, if the Rams did that. Somebody in the division to make us look bad.
Yep.
Clearly, none of this is actually happening.
So you
the things we see happening are clearly not happening.
So you think that the Cardinals would trade him to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson? And they would not be in any way, shape, or form.
Sleeper agent so he could ruin the Seahawks.
He's not ruining teams.
He got to the playoffs. No, he's not ruining teams. But if they think that he is, and he's not a bad quarterback. He's a pretty good quarterback. I'll call him a pretty good quarterback. He has not taken the steps that I had hoped by now, but he's a pretty good quarterback. I do think they could trade him, but here's the problem. What's your background? What's your backup plan? Because this is now going to be your third quarterback that you're on in 4 years.
They're not changing quarterbacks. Why do you think they're moving on? They're not going to move on from him.
Because he's not even following them anymore on social media. You can't have a quarterback who doesn't even follow you on social
media.
Maybe
he doesn't. He disagrees with their social media plans. You don't know, okay?
It's fair. Maybe he doesn't like their social media.
Yeah. Maybe their content is not. Maybe it's been boring. He's like, I'm out on their on this. I mean, haven't you ever unfollowed anyone?
Would you trade Kyler Murray for Chase Young? If you're the Cardinals, play some hypotheticals here. Kyler for Chase Young. Chase Young's got
both number one overall picks.
Was it 2 years in the league
you
now?
You gotta
for Chase
have a quarterback though, dude.
I know you do.
Well, unless he won't, if he's gone the Deshaun route, I will never play for them again. Then yes,
that's not all new. Let me remind you about something here, real quick.
About that.
Where's his social media account? That's not what Kyler does.
Okay,
he never has been, and it never will be. He doesn't do things like playing silly games. Ask anyone who stepped between the lines with him. And everyone who's gotten him to this point.
Right,
he's just going to learn and grow and get better.
Oh, I want to hear this. Stephen A. Smith goes off on the Arizona Cardinals for their handling of the recent drama with Kyler Murray.
Well, I don't think. Well, you agreed. That's not professional to leak that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To badmouth a guy.
No, you don't want.
I would agree with that too.
Well,
I think you can have.
Who started it? Did Kyler?
I think Mort's stuff started it.
What was Mort's stuff? That they're not happy with the way his leadership stuff.
Right. Yeah. All that stuff. Now that's been going on. To be fair. In Arizona, that's not the first time I've read that.
No.
So
wait a minute.
Cameron,
you watch the games and you feel the same way. I mean, I honestly was watching an Arizona game going, Kyler, don't do that.
Yeah. Right?
Kyler, come on. I mean, every time he throws a pick or an incompletion on third and long, whatever it is, he's like, he's blaming he's blaming his teammates, his wide receiver. Every time. It's like, Kyler, you can't do that. So it's not like this is crazy that the Arizona Cardinals would feel this way about him. You can see it right in front of your face every time.
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, you know who we're going to get on the air? Our old intern, Cameron Cox. Do you remember the guy who was doing push-ups? We made him do push-ups at one time because he was kind of jacked up. He's a former football player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is now an Emmy Award-winning sports anchor out in Arizona.
What's his name?
Cameron Cox. And he went to Humble.
Well, it's because we trained him.
Atascocita High School. Lance, hope all is well, buddy. I said, come on and talk Kyler. And we'll see what he says. Because I remember reading him, he had a tweet. I follow him. He had a tweet that talked about Kyler Murray's body language. And I figured he'd just get attacked. Because usually you do if you say something about a fan favorite. But Cardinals fans were about 75% in favor of what he said about his body language being bad. Like, I realized, okay, nobody keeps up with what's going on in the team closer than the fans do, right?
Yeah.
So if the fans are already starting to kind of turn on Kyler, something's going on there with Kyler Murray, because you don't just turn on a quarterback like that.
No, no, no. Especially when you've gotten to the playoffs for the first time in a while. And yeah, I don't – well, they did get their ass handed to them, though. It's at 931 ESPN 97.5. I'm talking about my man Jeff Aronoff, Absolute Marble. And granted, I'm talking about you improving your place. I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff coming and designing it as well. You don't have to know what to do, okay? You just know that something needs to be done. Jeff Aronoff can come into a room, into the kitchen. He can come into your den. He can come into your bathrooms. He can come into your bedrooms, whatever it is that you need fixed up, and maybe it's all of them. He can walk into your backyard and see and just visualize a new kitchen back there, patio back there. He can see exactly how it's going to turn out. He can help you pick all of the brick or marble or granite, whatever it is that you're doing. He can, and oh, by the way, that takes a step out of the operation. It takes someone, you know, you don't have to have someone designing it, because Jeff Aronoff does that. He did that for us, and he will do that for you. He can see a situation and an area and tell you exactly what's got to be done. He does this every day, and he'll do it for you. You got a big job. You want to redo whatever it is that you did, needs redoing because you haven't done it in a while. Call Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, we've been talking about this Kyler Murray thing. Let's get inside view of it. Cameron Cox used to be an intern here and now is a big-time Emmy Award-winning reporter slash big cheese in Arizona. And he's joining us now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Cameron, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing? It's like old times again.
Yeah.
I know. I was telling John, I was like, I remember when we had Cameron doing push-ups for some reason. I can't remember what it was, though.
I remember push-ups, and I remember one time you guys had me out there by the Galleria begging for money.
So. That's...
Well, you guys made me write a sign as an intern.
That's
I don't remember what it was for. I just remember standing on the street corner asking for money. So,
well, we want to apologize for that.
Hey,
and now you want an Emmy.
Yeah.
So,
it was all thanks to y'all's tough love. So I appreciate that.
Are you paying the interns back at all right now?
I haven't asked anybody to stand on the street corner and beg for money yet.
Keep it in your back
pocket.
We'll
see if I get that. I need to up my game a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. We're hoping he'd be our new Jeremy. Jeremy Foster, I think.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. So now you're in the middle of this. Okay. So Kyler says, this isn't me. Okay. But didn't you just delete all the Cardinal stuff from your social accounts?
What's going on in Arizona?
What the hell's happening there?
Well, it's just crazy, guys. You know, I'll start with this. A lot of the stuff that people like myself who cover this team day in and day out that we've heard behind the scenes about Kyler Murray, about him as a person, about his maturity, about his lack of leadership sometimes, we've heard that for years. And that's all now starting to come to light nationally. And so I think it's just very interesting now. It's starting to come out. Bottom line, Kyler Murray, in a way, has to grow up. He's one of the most phenomenal talents I've ever seen on the football field. But there are some serious questions about his leadership in the locker room, the way he interacts with his teammates, the way he leads on the field, the way he leads on the bench. His body language during the game is not great. It's never been since he's been an NFL quarterback. There's just situations Kyler Murray has been in as a professional that he's never, ever been in before in his entire life. He's succeeded everywhere he's gone. He's won everywhere he's been. But this is a first for him in the NFL, where there's really real adversity for him and on the football field. So this is all new for him. He's still young. I think they're going to be fine. But this generation, when they start changing social media, when they start moving things around, there's definitely something to it. And there's definitely something him and Cardinals, are going to have to work out moving forward.
He doesn't believe it, though. I mean, his body language, we were talking about it. I mean, we're not in Arizona. I watch Arizona games. And when he throws a pick, he's blaming the receiver that he was supposed to go this way or this way and doing all of this stuff. I believe that he can grow up. Lance is not so sure.
I just think it's a fundamental flaw in who he is. And I was really first alerted to the problem it was becoming when you had a tweet late in the year about Kyler Murray's body language. And when I looked at the thread, I was expecting you to get roasted by Cardinals fans. That was not the case. Like, that's an ongoing narrative with Cardinals fans, which tells me this has been an ongoing issue for him.
It's kind of the worst kept secret here in Arizona. Like, it's all something we know, and it's all something we've heard about, but it's not necessarily talked about as much because he is so great and he does so many good things on the football field. It's to be determined if he can grow up and if he can really become that true leader. When you're the quarterback, guys, you've been around a long time, seen a lot of football. You're the guy. Like, you're going to get criticized. You're going to get blamed. You have to be that leader. You have to be that guy. When something goes wrong on the field, you're not throwing your hands up at a receiver right away. You go over to him, you put your arm around him, put your arm around your offensive lineman who just gave up the sack. Like, you got to do all those things. It just comes with the job. When you're given the keys to a franchise, you got to be that guy. He is that guy at times, but he's not that guy in that leadership role yet. And that's what the Cardinals want to see. Has he gotten better at everything? Yes. Has he made a better effort to be a better teammate to his guys, to call people out on the field? Sure. But he's just not where he needs to be yet to take this team to the next step. They got a bunch of problems. Their playoff exit was not just Kyler Murray's fault, but he did not play well in the back half of the year. I didn't think he took the accountability he should have at the end of the year. So there's plenty of room to grow. But it's definitely good to question if we can get there.
Percentage odds he's traded before next season?
Zero.
Like zero?
Negative 100.
Wow, okay.
So what if he says, I ain't playing here no more because you guys, you said I'm not mature. I'm not going to play anymore.
You unfollowed me.
Yeah, you did it first.
Then I'll come stand on the street corner once again and beg for some money.
All right.
I just don't see it. I don't see it. He's got 1 year left, a team option too as well. I don't think they're going to give him that big money in this offseason. That's what I think the Instagram scrubbing was about to begin with. I think he wants his money. I could be wrong about that. That's just like a gut, you know, a gut feeling.
Could be though.
I think they're going to work this out. I think it's going to be just fine. But there's definitely some tension there moving forward.
But like you said, whenever, and I think you make a really good point, with this generation of player, when they start moving in a certain direction with social media, they're trying to let you know, like, you should pay attention to that because it's not done haphazardly. That's why when he put something on Twitter about, this isn't who I am, it's never who I've been, I'm just here for the... what you did on Instagram has meaning to it. I want to get to... Forget Kyler Murray for a second, because it all started because John and I did a hypothetical, would you trade Kyler Murray for Deshaun Watson discussion? And I said no. But I'd rather look for something else. But what about DeAndre Hopkins? So when D-Hop left Houston, we were very upset with the return that the Texans got in exchange from the Cardinals. It was bad. I mean, it was terrible. Bill O'Brien didn't know what he was doing. It was awful. However, I am curious, after a really strong season in 2020, D-Hop was injured in 2021. I've also heard complaints that they're finding out, just like the Texans did, that this DeAndre Hopkins deciding he doesn't want to practice is a real thing. What have you heard about DeAndre Hopkins with the Arizona Cardinals, and how's that relationship?
Well, just to go back to the trade for a second, the GM of the Cardinals, Steve Kahn, what he did to you guys is just incredible.
It was criminal.
In broad daylight, in front of everybody, is just unbelievable that he was able to pull off that trade. To this day, guys, my mom, who lives in the Woodlands, has never forgiven the Texans for giving away DeAndre Hopkins. She won't even watch the game anymore, as most fans are doing these days. And so, I don't know how big of a problem it is that D-Hop doesn't practice. I haven't heard anything. You know, we're not allowed in the locker room as much as we used to be or around guys. I haven't heard really major complaints about Diop not practicing. They just want to get him on the field. He battled some injuries this year, which was really weird. I just got a chance to catch up with Diop at the Super Bowl. He said it was just weird to actually miss games. Said he learned some stuff about himself, about how he maybe needs to practice a little bit more, how he needs to take care of his body a little bit better because he's never been through situations like that. But I'll say this, that offense, when Diop was not there, was 100% different. Like, if there's anybody who has job security on the Cardinals, it's DeAndre Hopkins. Because when he's not on the field, that offense just doesn't go. So if anything, I think this season taught the Cardinals that Diop is that much more important to their success.
That's Cameron Cox, former intern, and you probably saw him on the street begging for money out there before in the post-Oakland Westheimer. I remember that.
Yeah, and then he won an Emmy, so yeah. You tell me.
Yeah, he don't sign. He don't beg on the street no more.
No.
I don't know if you heard.
No more, but I appreciate it. But if, thanks for the opportunity.
If Kyler's traded, you got to come back and do it again, okay?
Such all a rough deal. Look to trade to need a quarterback. You know, to get three different quarterbacks in five different years would be a really tough look for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, listen, the Cardinals have had some terrible quarterbacks. Like, I could list off some names that you would never even heard of. And so, Kyler having the success here, like, they never truly had that one guy drafted outside of Jake Plummer that has brought what Kyler has brought to the Cardinals. He's a phenomenal talent. I mean, he was in the MVP conversation before he got hurt in November. I mean, he's going to keep being that way. The question is, does he have what it takes to be that leader to get him over the hump? Got all the talent in the world, but can he be that leader that a quarterback needs to be on a team to get him to where they need to go? That's to be determined.
That's Cameron Cox right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Congrats on your success, Cameron. We appreciate
it. Yeah, proud of you, brother.
Yeah, way to go.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to both of you. Hope everything's going well.
All right, that's Cameron Cox right here, ESPN. He'll be on the corner begging if Kyler Murray.
I forgot we had him do that.
That was funny.
That was ugly.
That was back in the day.
It was actually very funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
He was like down to do whatever. Like, well, yeah, let's go. Let's do some fun stuff. What about begging for money on the corner? All right.
I'll do it.
But he's also that kind of go-getter that that's he's out right. In Arizona as the he's their Randy McAvoy out there.
He is.
How long was he an intern here? Here or at the
– It was 1560.
Okay. I was about to say.
Was it 1560? It was 1560.
Okay, it was before
there were
my
no
time.
Rules then.
Yeah, we didn't.
We did all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah. That's right, it was 1560. Yeah, we did things like that.
Yeah.
Because you're right, I was thinking, hey, that doesn't sound like something we would do here. That sounds totally like something we do at 1560.
Yeah, Raheel was the ringleader on that kind of crap.
He was also,
he would make you interested.
He was a rabble rouser and muckraker.
Yeah, no question. 946, ESPN 97.5. Oh, so is Craig DeSurf.
Craig DeSurf is a rabble rouser. So I got my brand new Chevy Traverse yesterday. What? Holy crap. They delivered it up here. There's some new features on a 2022 Traverse. Like, I had never seen this before. So you know how you can flip your rear view mirror from the night mode, day mode to night mode? You can, you know, the little flip and it doesn't glare as much at you, the lights. They've got it now where you can flip it and it turns the entire rear view mirror turns into a rear view camera. It literally goes to a camera. It's the freakiest thing ever. They've got all new features. When I back out of my driveway, I've got this overview of the entire 360 overview. I don't know how this is being done, but it's truly incredible technology. And actually, it was kind of funny. Jeff told me, because the chips are a little slow getting in, we'll get the chip in, and once the chip comes in, we'll have you bring your car in. We'll include the chip and in. The seat warmers will work and all this and that. But I couldn't be happier being in the Chevy Traverse. Couldn't be happier with Chevy products. For those of you who have Chevy trucks, you know that a truck like the 2022 Chevy Silverado, the 1500 LTD, which is the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, that's something that you're going to love, and it's a great vehicle right off the jump. And well-qualified buyers are getting 0% financing on that one. The Chevy Traverse, I had to wait 2 months, but when it got there, I was finally able to switch from one lease to the next one, and I'm so glad I did. The design, the body type, the interior are fantastic. I want you to go check out all the Chevy products at LanceZCars.com. Go specifically and look at the different vehicles they have available to you, from crossovers to SUVs to the pickup trucks. You're going to find a vehicle you love, whether it's there or in transit. My friends over in Angleton are the best at what they do, and they're here to take care of you. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Hi, welcome back. Did you see the story about the security guard on his first day? Apparently, a security guard at an art museum.
Okay.
Kind of boring, right?
Yeah,
you
think.
You're the overnight
unless
security
guard.
Unless
there's a heist.
Well, apparently there was a famous painting of these people, but they had no faces.
Hmm?
So he started drawing faces.
Nope. That's not a real story.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is a real story.
So he was Snacks when Snacks was four?
He was bored, so he started drawing eyes on the...
Who would think that's okay? Who would be hired thinking,
hey,
I know I'm in an art gallery.
Boring.
You know what those things... Oh, my God. This is art. They didn't even finish.
Somebody didn't finish. Here, I'll finish it for them.
What happened?
Drew little
What happened? What'd they say happened?
Well, he's fired. Bye. You can't buy. It was a $740,000 painting.
You break it, you buy it.
A Reno man donated his kidney. That's a nice story, isn't it?
Yeah. Until.
Well, no. And then he got a bill for $13,064.
For what?
Well, hey, you were in the hospital.
My God. I'm asking the kidney donor, like, you got.
Hey.
You got help me out
a little
on
help here?
I mean, the guy who got the kidney, like, hey, come on now. You got to take care of this, don't you?
Yeah. So he stepped up, donated his kidney from someone who was on his last leg, needed a kidney. Here's your bill, $13,000. Now what now?
That's actually starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's it. Really? Really?
Happy. But the good news is that what?
I don't know. Maybe it was a mix-up.
Did somebody fire off a GoFundMe to help him? No, because that sounds like something that would happen.
Yeah.
The hospital would 100%, he would 100% get a bill for saving someone's life.
What about all the people that wait in waiting rooms get a $4,000 bill when they don't even get attended to?
And I'm like, you signed
in. Yeah, you sat here. Yeah. Elon Musk is blaming the fun police. Remember, apparently the government is saying he cannot make cars that make fart and goat noises.
Yeah, we've done the fart thing multiple times.
But Elon Musk is responding.
Oh, okay.
The fun police ruining it for all of us. I want to fart at people. Whatever.
What's the problem with a car just going? I mean, does it really hurt anybody?
Like, yeah.
What does it hurt?
Well,
we can see the choo-choo on a Super Bowl show, but we can't have a farting car.
Well, did we see choo-choo?
Super Bowl time.
That's like putting truck nuts.
Oh, we gotta stop this.
That back spread his legs.
We gotta
Super
stop
Bowl
this.
Time. That's not apparently now Wyoming roadkill is now on the menu. You can actually pick up whatever you kill on the road and serve it.
You kill it, you eat it.
You
same
can,
as you break it, you buy it.
That's right. And you against this?
Yeah, I actually am.
What?
I don't think you need to be eating what you run over.
So you're saying, do you remember the Roadkill Cafe shirts?
Yeah.
From like back in the 90s?
Yeah, they're real now. They're real.
That's real?
That's real.
It is now.
Roadkill Cafe. No. You want some?
It is
want
now.
Want some dog? Here's some good dog. Let's get some. All right, we're done. How about, did you listen to Vanessa and Pauly G?
He's busy with the draft. And today we got to do videos and I got to do my... podcast with Dane Brugler, so I'm not going to be able to hear it today.
Oh, damn it. Well, I did. It was very nice. It was a good show.
Good. Actually, no, I take it back. I did actually hear a little bit of it yesterday.
Yeah,
I did. I heard Coach O.
Oh, yeah.
Coach O was on to start, like, early in the show.
Or was
you going to meet you, Vanessa?
It was the real Coach O?
It was real Coach O.
Way to go, Coach O.
Yeah, real Coach O was on.
Here's something else. Did you talk to Paul Miller? And you should talk about him right now. About
good. I can talk about Jack's Grill.
That's right.
Jack's Grill is, I'm going to go to jacksgrillhouston.com because that's the website. It's JAX, by the way. J-A-X, jacksgrillhouston.com. When you go to Jack's Grill, one of the things I want to make you aware of is that the food options that you have, and they've got one on Shepherd, they've got one in Katy, and they've got one in Bel Air. Let me give you an example of what we're talking about. Famous Nachos, the Queso Stack, which is your choice of French fries or tater tots topped with queso, sour cream, pico de gallo, pickled jalapenos. That's my kind of comfort food plate, but it's so much more than that. Chipotle barbecue wings. You've got quesadillas, Southwest chicken egg rolls, a variety of different types of salads, great hearty soups for cold weather like roasted corn chicken chowder, baked potato soup. They've got that available for you. But how about chicken, spicy chicken sandwiches, the original Jack's Burger, the brand new backyard barbecue burger, which we had in here the other day. And then finally, I would be remiss if I didn't mention chicken fried steak. When's the last time you had a chicken fried steak with white cream gravy? Well, that's been too long. Why don't you stop by Bel Air and get yourself a chicken fried steak today? Or maybe you're in Katy, or maybe you're out at Shepherd, but chicken fried steak at Jack's Grill, that's what I'm talking about. Get yourself some comfort food. Enjoy the games with the TVs there. Margaritas, beers, things for the kids to do. You're going to love the food and you're going to love the vibes. JacksGrillHouston.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.